Blog Talk Radio.
The Ata Ewakon, sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits. Help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Hi, Jeannie. You're on the show with Amanda. How are you today? We're going to have to redo the show here a little bit and see if I can get the timer to work. It is messing up today. I'm not really sure what has gone on with the technical difficulty. I want to apologize.
That's okay.
But go ahead and tell a little bit. Go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, I don't label myself, so I don't really know what everybody wants to call me. but I do a little bit of everything. A lot of dream premonition and readings and things like that. Astral projection, mediumship, and kind of a little bit, like I said, of everything.
That's amazing. So. Tell everybody a little bit about astral projection, what you know about dreaming and those kinds of things. What do you want to share with us?
Well, actually, anybody can do the dreaming, the lucid dreams, although I'm told that it's extremely rare. You can train yourself to do it. And as far as astral projection, it's something that you can do while you're dreaming. Or you can do it, you know, through meditation. Some can do that too if they can bring themselves to that state of relaxation.
Wonderful. So you do readings and other things, and how can people reach you?
Well, I accept text messages or via the website. I also use Facebook as well. And I've accepted some readings through TikTok and stuff like that.
Okay. Very cool. So how would people find you or, you know, find your website, your contact info?
My website is linked, I believe, all of my social media sites.
Awesome.
It's linked in there with a link tree, so you could kind of get in there that way. And in there you have access to texting, email, and a couple of other ways to reach me.
Wonderful. So do you want to share a little bit about lucid dreaming or astral projection or what your experience is?
Well, as far as the dreaming goes, like I said, anybody can be trained to do it. I've been doing it since I was about 14. I didn't really understand it, though, when I was younger, so I didn't really pay much attention to it. I actually thought it was normal. I thought everybody had lucid dreams every night. I didn't know that that was not common. I also thought it was normal for people to remember their dreams. And later on, I found out that's also not common. So, you know, when you're dreaming and you're in a certain state, if you're aware that you're dreaming in your dream, that would, to me, tell you that it's a lucid dream. In which case, for myself, if I'm aware that I'm dreaming, I can control the dream. And sometimes if you're being sent messages, you really can't control the dream too much because they're giving you information. Sometimes the information is for yourself. Sometimes it's for somebody else. Maybe that I crossed paths during that day. Or somebody that I'm going to meet up with as well, which would be where the premonition would come in.
Right.
So there's many different versions and different ways.
That's great. So someone who has never experienced this before, or you said everybody can train and learn, what if they've never had an experience like that? What would you suggest for them?
The first thing that I would suggest is a form of meditation upon waking up. Usually when you first wake up, before you have your coffee or your cigarette or whatever your routine is, the first thing you should actually do is do a 10 to 15-minute meditation before you start your day.
Absolutely.
Sometimes if you're in that and if you're in that state where you're kind of half asleep and half awake, that's actually the best time to do it because that is when you are extremely relaxed enough to go into that state where you could actually do some type of astral projection as well.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, there's, like I said, there's many ways for different people, but a few days of meditation at the right time of day, I believe the right time of day to be between about 4 and 6 in the morning, I think that's when the most activity is there for you to receive messages or just to kind of see if you can even control what's happening in your dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. See, you're just so amazing with, like, doing all this stuff and coming up with, like, how this can work. So I'm glad you're doing this for people, and you help a lot of people with what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been an amazing year. It has been absolutely an amazing year.
Good. You know,
and
I just see a lot of your go ahead.
A lot of my what?
I see a lot of your posts that you help tons of people. And that's just wonderful.
Right. Yeah, I've had a very good year. A lot of people tend to be blocked by grief or trauma. And usually if I have an in-person reading with them, usually during that reading, I can kind of remove that block or lessen it. And many people that have been read by me in person will tell you that after they've had their reading, they've had their first lucid dream ever. Which is pretty incredible in itself.
Well, now see, that is really incredible. I'm sure people wonder, you know, what do they need to do? How do they do it? You know, what can they do? That's just exciting that so many people have had so many experiences. That's just off the charts. So, and you've been doing this for a long time because I've seen, you know, the great differences you've made.
I've had, like I said, an amazing year. I've met amazing people. All of my clients, with an exception, I think, of one, has returned numerous times to me. And like I said, in-person readings is a little bit different because we can do a little bit more. I know that some people, you know, prefer to do the phone or just audio. I really enjoy the in-person ones because I can remove those blocks. And that's a really big thing when somebody's stuck in a stage of grief that's unhealthy.
Right. Now, I'm going to warn you, this is going to shut down in probably like 1 or 2 minutes, and then it's
okay.
going to reboot because we are having technical difficulties. Everybody, if you want to call in and listen to the show, the second half, because we're going to really get into it and let Jeannie talk a little bit more about what she does, who she is. And we're going to
okay.
go till about 12:30, so call in at 347-237-5339. Jeannie, I'm sorry this is, like, technical issues. I've never
I'm
had
known for
this.
Creating technical issues, so it's okay.
Ah, okay. Well, see, I was kind of wondering about that because I'm going, why? This does not usually happen.
To me, it does.
So you're probably
does, so.
Sitting there going, I'm not surprised, you know. You're just sitting back going, well, this doesn't surprise me, you know, and I will post probably the second interview with us because it's going to shut off in 50 seconds here, and then everybody's going to call
okay.
back in that wants to listen. And I do apologize
okay,
for the techie
That's
issues.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
sure. All right. I will see you in a minute. It's going to start at 11:30
okay.
here. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Be back.